the approach of Phoenix, the end of the first half of the mountain, important thing on a number of things that are important at all times, should be very, very much remembered at this time of year. We're just about over Hanukkah, and we enjoy it. Like Hashem is born. I enjoy being with you with the Phoenix at the Meshiva in the dining room, which was a very, very wonderful experience. I hope that every one of you who were there felt that it was so. But you know that Hanukkah brings along with it some bifurcated also. Not that it should be that way. There is no reason whatsoever why Hanukkah should create bifurcated, lack of a smoke. But the fact is so, and we have to deal with facts as they are. Hanukkah brings in a beetle to learn. And immediately following the penis, they're not too far off, I hear Baruch Hashem with you. The Chazorah covered up to that day. Penis are not far off. After the penis, there follows an American creation, an American yeshivas, of a midwinter vacation. It was bad enough that overseas in the yeshivas, we had a summer vacation, midsummer, very hot, and we were permitted a month off for those who wanted it, for those who needed it. But it became a vacation period. Here, in addition to the Hasmanins in general, you have a midwinter vacation. Sagoyeshiva, midwinter vacation. Facts are facts. So again, you're going to deal with people paying, be missing nearly 5 days in the yeshiva. Begin thinking about such things. So what will we do to see to it that we won't become backlonic? Totally contrary to what we stand for as a yeshiva and as b'nai yeshiva. And we must at the same time also remember that Lebedik Dalton Zayn, Zayn Sarunis, Vazot, Vakech, Vaknech, that's not indicative of learning Torah. But when you throw snowballs, you have to be aware of how to throw snowballs. Maybe you're going to hit him in the head. And maybe what you think is a snowball is an ice ball. Maybe you hit him in the head or vape. But you have it. You have to be careful about such things. Everything calls for a deep zoop of tail. That's what being a ben tail means. There's no activity in life that is at all free from the study of Torah, from Limud HaTorah. In whatever we do, there has to be seen, I'm a Ben Torah. Therefore, I look different from others. I act different from others. Malchus Snowball, the Merav in the Goyish schools, I think a close snowball. have a piece of beef. That mouth is yahid. And the enemy did a race from the door of the machine to the outside. I will ask you, do you think it's proper that someone should then pick up a snowball, hard or soft, and throw it at it? What do you say? You think that's proper? That indicates total learning. That indicates a big failure. So what indeed is total learning? Let's see what Chazal tells us. The Medrash Parshas Tanchumim. The Medrash Tanchumim. That deals with telling us what the Torah learning represents. And all we will do will be to read what Chazal is saying, try to translate it, and leave it with you to decide, am I really learning Torah, or am I trying to fool myself? So let's start off. Torah should be sharp. Torah should be stuff that was given to us. Isn't too much. Hamishi Pumishi Torah, you know, they're put together in a little commotion. You can keep it in your pocket. You've got all of the Torah with you. You don't have to have a big stick of Torah in here. You can pack it into your pocket. Only hope they see, call us, even cool it. Mahash. Small. Not too much. Al bal peh ne'emar. But Torah sheba al peh. What you are learning in yeshiva. Mishnah, Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Rishayim. On that Torah, did Eich say, Aruko me'eretz mido rechova min hayom. We cannot measure the size of Torah. It's larger than the entire earth and broader than all the oceans. You can't pack it into your coat pocket. You can't pack it into this Arena Kodesh. You can't pack it into all the houses in the world together. Aruko me'eretz nido rechova min hayom. And that theory of such dimensions is what you are learning and studying in the yeshiva. Kodesh about it. See. And in Eiv it also says of this Torah, the Leshimotei Be'eret HaChayim. Difficult question to understand. You can't find the Torah in the world of the living. My Leshimotei Be'eret HaChayim. What does that supposed to mean? The Be'eret HaMeshim Timotei. In the graveyard you will find the Torah. It's not easy. Hello. Now listen carefully. Furnish about pay. Furnish about pay cannot be found. It cannot be digested. It can't be found among those who seek the pleasure of this world of Olam Hazeh. For one who's interested in those pleasures, he will never find fear. He'll never see the depth of fear. He will not see the light that shines forth from fear. Hide it. Cover it. Those who are interested in satisfying at all times their own personal desires. Heile. Es will sich essen, die Schmacke essen. So come with me, I got to have it. And there are those who won't covet. They're interested in personal honors. To do this. Personal greatness. Ba'olam hazeh, in this world, that's what they live for, that's what they strive for. You can't find Torah among such. Hello, where do you find Torah? Listen carefully. B'mi shemei mit'at me'oreho, lo'i simotei be'eret ha'chayim. Only b'mi shemei mit'at me'oreho. A person who is prepared to kill his desire, to kill his desire for kuf, to kill his desire for tzaddik, maybe asmei oreho. Shene'amar, because the Torah and Bisha tells us, zoyis peirat, zoyisat peiro odom ki yomut ba'oido. When is it Torah? When do we study Torah? When do we feel that we study Torah? Or don't you wish for oil? If in the oil I say it, if in the Bishmedrash, if in the yeshiva where we study, it is noticeable, noticeable upon him that he is prepared to give up all the tithes and all the covet. Because it disturbs his learning. It doesn't permit him to be engaged in the depth of Torah study. Lady Dikere, Shane'amar, Zuis HaTeiro, Odom Ki Yomis Mo'iro, let it Teire. The Chav Darko Shom Teire, as we were taught in the Sefer Ovid, Chav Mamelach Teichal, be prepared to eat a piece of bread that has taste because you sprinkled some salt on it. But that's the only taste in it you need. You don't need the tastes of candy, of ice cream, of chocolate, and who knows what else. Hasbamela, say how. That's tasty enough. You don't have to have the desire for pop. Mine! Water. That's what Hashem Yisborah gave. And even that, Bimishuro Tishte, in a desirable measure, needs your whole thinking. That's good for horses and donkeys. But for human beings, Mayim Bameshuro Tishte, Pas Bamelach Tichau, that takes care of you. The Bokonim Vassaman Zeicha Tavik Mikodesh Libroko, where the Talmud tells him Yeshiva, he wasn't rich, but he needed bread in order to subsist, because without it he won't be able to learn. That was his desire. So he ate bread without butter. Bread, pas bamelach teichal. And he drank mayim. He didn't have the money for coffee, or what the poor boys in Kells used to drink, chicory, chihori. You know what that is? If you don't, ask around to find out what a wonderful taste it has. Doesn't mean you're true. Haz manila peichal, mayim bamsuro ishteh. Then you're not bothered with the desire that disturb you from learning, that remove your mind from learning. That's what Chazal is trying to tell us here. Follow Oret Tishan. You should be prepared to sleep on the ground. You need good mattresses. Who said so? The Rebbe Yisrael's ground, the earth that he gave us, is a wonderful mattress. And when I was in Delos, we slept on what was called Ashpezak, straw sack. You want to know what a good mattress is? Try that. They don't sell them in the department stores. But that's what we slept on in Delos, even the Americano bucket. Strezak, so perhaps, I'll tell you the truth, perhaps sleeping on the ground would have been more comfortable for us than sleeping on those straw sacks. We used to fall into the middle of the sack with the straw on both sides of us. Other than Yisrael, we never complained. We didn't say we need better. Even the American boys. Thus is Galen. But that is no. Chayei Tzar, live a life that gives you Tzar. Don't just look for comfort. How in the world will I always look for Tzar? Won't there be any satisfaction? Won't there be any contentment in life? This is going to be my life. But toil at all, labor, toil in prayer. That's the contentment. That's the simchet. When I look back to those nostalgic moments of my youth in Pels overseas, I remember so well the Simcha Batera Kohobe. What does one need when he has Torah learning? The Rehoreget Nun Chablat Yimoyet Matasar Bistrei Drayat Rigat Pazog. I don't understand yet what Rashi is trying to tell me. And suddenly it hits you, because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam sees you've been engaged in the toil of spirit. And he does chesed with you. He opens your eyes. Darling eyes. Unveil my eyes. Vahita Mifloit. Thereby I will see the wonders that are hidden within your Torah. That's the Tzar. That's the Tzar of Amalat Torah. And believe me, when that used to strike us, we were so molly simche. We were so molly tiny. We didn't think then, oh, the Hishkin of my fine banquet. Or the Dugin, chicken, soup, the compote, dessert, lacy compote. Can there be better compote than a black gemore? Can there be better chicken soup than a black gemore? Can there be better chicken itself than a black gemore? But when is it so? Batero ato omi. When we toil in prayer, the matter in Lebanon, totally involved, completely shut out from all other interests, and my mind and my heart are devoted to Torah and Torah alone. When I'm a nomad in prayer, the joy is something that's incomparable. The soul given cause of meaning, it will not give us that contentment. And I'm not talking to you about the Ladish State in Medrash. I'm telling you the practical We live through this. Not I alone, all the Muslims in the yeshiva, all my Kaveri, Zikram Livrofa Hashem in Koydomom, live through this Simchat HaChaim of Amal HaTorah, the toil, the labor of Torah study. What great moments they were. And this is what we want to see in you. Then when you will throw snowballs, it will be the snowball of a Ben-Tayah. So it will never hit anyone between the eyes. Believe me. And don't think that we didn't enjoy the snow. We did. We went sleigh riding at night. Ungeretting Lennon. During the ride, without free shalom, without exercise, but it's all part of the love of a Amal HaTorah. The exercise is such that represents a Ben Tayyeh. His entire being bespeaks a Amal HaTorah. That's what we come to yeshivas to learn for. That's what we call learning. And Chazal haven't finished. L'tzim shelo korat HaKadosh Baruch Hu brit in Yisroel, the entire covenant, the entire brit of Hashem Yisborach with Klal Yisroel, al HaKadosh. That's the breach of Hashem Yisborach with us. Which Torah Shabba Alpeh that you are learning in the Yeshiva. Shelema ki alpi ha-dvorim ho-eile korati mitcho breach. The breach is not by the Torah Shabitzav but alpi ha-dvorim Torah Shabba Alpeh. A voice can also go through the five books of the Bible. And there are goyim, believe me, who know it Malpeh better than you do. They can quote every verse in the written Bible. And tell you Malpeh, Shemachah. But to them it's not Torah, it's a Bible. What is Torah? Torah Shemalpeh. That Torah that reveals what is written in that written Torah. Thus came to Goyim again. Nidnar Akenit Atonit to Betonit any clever Torah. That belongs only to us. When you get to the Kamala Menchet, you learn a sugya on that topic. And Chazal are still not finished. Torah Shebaalpeh shehi kosha lilmei. Very difficult to study it. V'yesh bo tzar gadol. And you have to go through a great deal of tzar. Masen dikot. Masen dimnefesh. To understand things. Shehi meshulo l'chrishet. Torah Shebaalpeh is compared to Choshech, to darkness. Sheneamal, Ho'ol Malchim B'Choshech. That people who go in darkness and labor in Torah Shebaalpeh, Rohu Eir Gadol, they're the ones who will be zeche to see the great light. Eir Malkam. These are the ones who study Torah Shebaalpeh. Sherou Eir Gadol, who were zeche to that great shining light, Shekodesh Baruch Hu Meir Eineihem, B'Isher V'Heter V'Tomil V'Toyer. Only Hakodesh Baruch Hu can reveal this. It's beyond human sight. But through toil, through labor, we are basically. When Ossid Lomay, when that great day will come, I have all for those who loved him and studied his Torah, to take Hashem as the Uropic. And then Chazal go on to tell us, She'en loy me doiso, who indeed can study this Torah, Malpe, Elo Mishe Oyev HaKodesh Baruch Hu, only one who loved Hashem, the whole Libai, the whole Nashay, who were called the Oidai, Shenea Marisheir in Krishna Daily, the Ohastra Hashem in the whole of the whole, who were called Nashay, who were called the Echo. What is this love? How does one love Hashem Yisborach? He can't embrace him. We can't embrace Hashem Yisborach. Yes, we can. How do we embrace him? Minayin akolome cheinav zu eroloshim talmud. To love Hashem Yisborach. To be totally devoted and to embrace him is talmud. The study of Torah through omor, through toil. The Eimak Sivatro, it's written in the Chumash itself, in the Parshas Lishma. What does it say after the Ohasto? Lo yu advorim ho'ele, asher anoichi metatro ayoim av levoveko. Veize, what are these things that have to be on your heart? The Talmud, Torah Shabbatne, Shehu al Halein, without heart, without total engagement in the study of Torah, that my entire being is Torah study. You don't study. When you're totally involved, then it's part of you, Al Halein. Then it's on your heart. Torah should be stopped without that toil. Just Torah should be stopped. It isn't on the heart of Jews, and it's not engraved upon our hearts. Then we become like Lahabdul Elef Abdullah, like the Bikin in Torah should be stopped from among the non-Jewish world. You don't need glaze for that. But you need a good memory. And in order to express it, you need a good tongue and a nice language. But when it's Torah engraved upon my heart, when I'm engaged in Torah Shabbat Peh, in what you are learning in the machine, that's Torah. And that Torah is the Ohasto Et Hashem Elokecha. In that manner, do we give expression to our love of Hashem Yisborach? And in reality, that's quoted in another few words by the Rambam in his Sefer HaMitzvot on the Mitzvah of Ahavat Hashem. Through the study of Torah, by Torah Shabbat, in order to really understand and know what are the written words saying to me, then you reach Av. Then you're able to embrace Hashem Yisborach with all the love that you have within you. So you see, Manichaya, what a great, great thing you are engaged in. What a shmink lemon and tail. So I would like to see that when you go home for this newly created winter benachman, midwinter vacation, do what I've asked you to do in the benachmanis every year. very clearly, even Venus Man. But how can you go around and this is life! Was Venus Man in me to die in a crystal? Study clear. When you get home, go through what you have learned through the entire month. Even though you're doing it now, you can afford to do it another 10 times and maybe more. And use a Venus Man for that reason, for that purpose. Study playbooks. And I'll tell you another secret. That when you will realize what Torah study means, what a mouth even means, you won't have any time when you come home after Midas to build it. I keep before my mind's eye that one time when I was so scared and thought that you were being beaten up by boys who had entered the dormitory because of the noise that I heard. And I went quickly upstairs and saw that it wasn't boys, it was the B'nai Yishiv who were engaged in Milchai, standing and shouting within the nation. Believe me, an Omer Batere doesn't act that way. The Sivitzkeit, that's not exercise. That's not the way to exercise your lungs. You want to exercise your lungs? Learn Tere, because together with your Chavrusha, say it out loud, the words of Peter. Do you realize that the Sameach, the Be'er Simche, the Chetzadik Livroche, to the end of his days, used to learn Gemore via Klein Ingave when he starts the study of Gemore? The same meaning, and said every word, and translated it into Yiddish. Omer Abaye, Abaye Gizot. The Be'er Simcha doesn't know what Omer Abaye means. So he has to repeat it in Yiddish. Hey. He has to repeat it in Yiddish. Then he lives through it. Omer Abaye. Reb Yehuda Omer Rav. Reb Yehuda Gizot. He knows his own Rav. He doesn't know what these words mean. What do you have to say in Yiddish? I said, that was about either of them. You have to live through it. That's the way he studied Torah to the end of his days. And let alone explaining the sukkahs. The sukkahs that you have gone through here in Shubat. Every word suffices at Yiddish. You don't know Yiddish? Say it in English. But every word, say it, don't think it, say it, that helps in thinking, that clarifies matters. There couldn't be anything more enjoyable than that. And that meaning, that Gemara meaning, is the greatest music for the Jewish ear. That's the music that Hashem hears upstairs. And for that music, he gives prizes. You earn a Olam Habo that is beyond description. But when you don't sing it, when you don't use your power of speech to express the thought that you're now engaged in studying, you're not learning Torah Hashem. You're not learning. You have to be aware of this. When you will so do, you will become so overwhelmed with avid affairs. Avid Hashem's Barak, that you will be unable to contain yourself, and you'll want to go avikin. It's not that the malevta say. Take my word for it, and I hope that you will reach the day when you will see that everything I tell you is not just detracted from the ISIS, but these are facts. These are the facts of Torah study that I was privileged to live through before the Qurban, when I was in Kells overseas, and the same was in Slabodka, the same was in the Mir, the same was in Ponevitz, and a small yeshiva. You see it in yeshivas, that's how Torah was studied. It wasn't just study, it was Torah living. Sam Chayim, the Magnimbo. You want a pill for life? Torah study. Study Torah than we are supposed to be studied. Walk with strength, with yamin, in Torah study. Then you'll reach the heights that will lift you far above this mundane little world that we live in. And you begin to feel that we are all one of Shalakadish Boru, the children of Hashem. All of your activities will become colored with the color of a Amal HaTayyar. You won't be knocked. You'll be led into heaven as you should be. Others, it schmeckens the night. Say that, Hashem. And that's all that Hashem Yisborah wants of you. You try to the best of your ability to understand what Abai the Rebbe says, what Kapotan and Abnatsan say. You may not reach that goal of understanding, but you're going to be paid and rewarded for trying. Abolodin Gobo Yisof, when you walk into a shoemaker and you ask him, make me a pair of shoes, and you come back a week later as he asked you to, and he said, I tried very hard, I was unable to make the shoes. It's going to cost so much. I'm very sorry. I'm not going to pay for your trying. I made up a price with you for the shoes. I don't have the shoes, you don't have the price. The same with a tailor. The price is for the result, the suit. You don't have the suit. You tried very hard. That's wonderful. But I'm not going to pay you for trying. In fairness, not that way. Because the finished article we'll never get until we get upstairs. Down here we'll never get it. Here we will be engaged only in trying, in the effort, in the elbow, in the toil, in the labor. And for that, Hashem Yisborach rewards us. What's the reward? I'm going to bring you upstairs, and there I will show you what Rav Nachman said. There I will show you what Rav Popa said. If you don't toil, I won't bring you up there to see it. If you do, then I'll take you up and you'll see indeed what Rav Nachman and Rav Popa said. And if this is what Torah study and Torah toil means, so can it be possible that when you're going to go home for that midwinter rest and relaxation and vacation, you're going to forget all this? So to the extent that you will, that's going to be missing when you get upstairs. Now imagine what it's going to look like. You're going to see Rav Popa, Rav Nachman, and all of a sudden, nothing. What's that mean?
going to be told, hey, what that means. You made that nothing. That was when you went home and forgot that there's a pope and a knock and a rabbi and a little bit of you that. You forgot. That's what it was. So it's missing. So what do you want? Now I'm sure that you wouldn't want that to happen to you. So the only way to do it is continuity. Don't stop. You're going to have a period of relaxation. You're going to be home. Don't be totally involved in home, forgetting about your Gemara. Daily, daily keep up that study. And then when you come back to continue, you'll come back invigorated. You'll come back with a love for study. And you'll come back and say, when I was home, I was missing something. I didn't feel what the toil is. I didn't feel what the almost is. And I'm back here ready to continue as it always was. If you do that, I assure you that Hashem Yisbarach is going to be with you, and He will lift you from one madrega to another to become Talmidei Chachamim, Yirei Hashem.